We're in Siman Taf Mem Gimel. We just saw Sif Beis, which said that if you have a Jew who has chametz that belongs to another Jew as a collateral, so then you can keep it till the fifth hour, hoping that he'll come and get it. But once the fifth hour has come, and you didn't get it, so then you have to sell it. And if you didn't sell it, so then by the sixth hour, you would have to burn it, even if you are not chay of Bachar Yuso. So the Mishnah explains that even though it's possible that the owner of the chametz actually did sell it to a non-Jew somewhere else through some other kinyan form that he would have done, even though the chametz was not in his possession, still, since there's vadei chametz in front of you, and suffik whether he sold it to a non-Jew or not, so ain't suffik motzei midei vadei, and that's why you have to burn it. We also said yesterday that if you could have sold it, but you were lazy and you didn't sell it, and now you end up having to burn it, so even though you're not necessarily chayev to pay him for burning it, but you lose your chov. You can't ask for the money back. However, that's if you burned it. But if you kept it, it was still be'en, and you never burned it, and it remains until after Pesach, so it could be that you'd be able to say to the guy, Harisha Chalafanecha, that even though it's worthless now, since it's a hezek she'eino nikar, it's not a recognizable hezek, because it's a halachic damage and not an actual physical damage to the chametz, so you might be able to say to him, here, take it, even though it's worthless, and then you would be able to get your chov back, but you did not follow the halacha, which says that you're chayev to burn it, either. The Mishnah Berurah also explains that even though you're not chayev of achrayas on this chametz, therefore, even if you didn't even accept the responsibility to watch the chametz at all, you're still chayev to burn it. Why? You're not over on anything. There's no issur for you. So the reason is because chol yisrael are even zelazeh. So therefore, you have to ensure that the person who gave you the collateral doesn't violate an issur either, if you're able to prevent him. Siv gimolim kanu shum davar b'chametz achar sheishos mutar b'mnei shachametz eino toves damav. If after 6 hours you use chametz to purchase something else, so the issur of chametz does not transfer onto that other item, say on the money or whatever it is that you purchase with the chametz, because chametz is eino tofes damav. We'll explain more what that means tomorrow.